A Specky Man Has a Breakdown, Day 3. A couple of you mentioned very gently that you'd wondered about the name Specky, so I'm glad I raised this and explained it. I've also concluded that it's maybe no bad thing if a derogatory flavour hangs around it, because self-hatred, frankly, was very real at the time. I wanted to add, Michael, who inadvertently invented the Specky name, saw yesterday's email and posted something warm and generous on LinkedIn. I wouldn't have had any of that, the gentle questions, the new insights, Michael's generosity, if I'd called the book A Gentleman with Spectacles Has a Breakdown. I haven't yet mentioned something important. Not terribly long after I came out of hospital, I was invited to take a selection of my drawings into workplaces and speak about what had happened to me. Those talks had a remarkable effect on people in the room and on me, and I'll tell you more about that soon. I could simply plonk those same drawings in the book, add captions along the lines of what I said in the talks, and leave it at that. But I've been thinking about why that wouldn't work. In the room, there's instant rapport. People could see me, a person standing in front of them, visibly alive and functional with a bit of history, and I'd been invited, which gave me a certain credibility. But a stranger picking up the book won't grasp that. There's a real risk that the drawings will seem to be just, well, some rather fragile bloke in a psychiatric ward drawing wonky pictures. Which is not nothing, but it's not the whole thing either. Why should they care, these readers? What do they need to know about the man in the hospital drawing? Well, he was a little boy once. And there's a photograph on the page showing me, aged maybe 4 or 5, in the golden sunlight of afternoon in Kensington Gardens in the 1970s. I look as if I'm calling out with some amusement, perhaps, to the photographer. If you or someone you know is struggling, please reach out to a crisis line in your country. In the UK, Samaritans are available anytime on 116 123.